Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I've got a real treat for you agricultural marketers this week. We're going to talk about reaching today's farmer. And for you farmers listening, I'd love your feedback on this program. What we're going to be talking about is using the mobile phone as a delivery mechanism, and I'm going to let you hear from the founder of a company that's doing it. But before we get to that interview, listen to this.
There's not a farmer in the world that doesn't have a cell phone, is out in the field. There's not a farmer in the world that's not concerned about real-time financial information to as a hedge against their business. There's not a farmer in the world who doesn't want to be in touch with these global markets and how they're emerging. And the purpose of ag marketing executives is to be able to expand the opportunities for this marketplace and send a message that, look, if you want to reach it, we can help you reach it. We can tell you who they are, where they are. You know, understanding the consumer, understanding the producer, understanding your ecosystem of relationships, whether they're in Shanghai or whether they're in Topeka, is very critically important. And how you reach them with the right message, that's what ag marketing is all about.
That's James Canton of the Institute for Global Futures, which you can find at futureguru.com. He was the futurist keynote speaker at the recent National Agri-Marketing Association convention. I think his message is one that agri-marketers need to take to heart. The way we reach farmers and the consuming public has changed. It's not the same now, and it won't go backwards to the way it was.
The internet represents a tremendous opportunity, but the wireless internet and the convergence of the internet with TV, the next generation of TV, which is all happening now, interactive high-definition TV that's coming, certainly what's next for pervasive mobility. Think about getting your marketing message to the billion people that are going to have cell phones, that are internet-ready. Think about what's next for V-blogs, if you will. We're doing an audio blog today. Tomorrow we'll be doing V-blogs. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is there's new markets, nutrigenomics, personalized healthcare that touch up against agriculture, and maybe there's new markets that we should be going after.
I can't agree more with what Canton had to say. Now let's talk to someone who has probably never even heard of Canton. He's Joel Jaeger, founder of Commodity Update, which you can find at commodityupdate.com. I sat down with him to learn more about how he envisions getting farm markets news and information to farmers. And by the way, he is one too. Tell us a little bit about what Commodity Update is as a company.
Well, what we try to do, Chuck, is assist farmers in getting the kind of information that they need. Our approach to it is a little bit different than what's commonly out there. Our experience, and I come at this from a farming perspective, as I am a farmer in Colorado, is that it's very difficult to get timely and accurate market and other information when you're sitting on your tractor, when you're out in the field. And so in many ways, this service was born out of necessity for us, and we found just an opportunity to deliver critical and time-sensitive market information to the handset, to the cell phone that the farmer already carries on their hip or in their pocket.
Well, that's what I think is fascinating about what you're doing. You're delivering content directly to cell phones.
That's exactly right. Our service is based around the cell phone. What we have intentionally stayed away from is any need to browse on an internet browser on a cell phone. What we do is deliver messages instantly to the screen of the cell phone, such that farmers have the information they need when they want it. And our service is really built, we call it on schedule or on demand. And so the farmer has full discretion over when they want that information delivered to them, what kinds of information they want delivered to them, and can either get that on a predefined schedule or get it by simply dialing a toll-free number and then getting their information set kicked back to them at that point.
Well, I think this is just fascinating, being in the new media world that we are right now. And, of course, we certainly support and are working to help develop some of those platforms, okay? And I think the cell phone and delivering content there makes perfect sense. You mentioned that they have discretion over setting it up, having it set up on a schedule or on demand. Can you talk about how that worked?
Yeah, we've got a website, www.commodityupdate.com, and through the registration process, which takes 2 or 3 minutes, the customer has the option to tailor the kinds of information they want. So, for example, if they want market information and they're looking at December corn and soybeans of certain contracts, they've got the capacity to select that information specifically And then in terms of delivery schedule, Chuck, what is available is the farmer can determine that they want that information at market open and close, for example. If they want it market open midday and close, they can have that. If they want the information delivered once an hour throughout the trading day, they can receive that information. And in addition to that, to the individual that only wants it on demand, if you will, again, we provide a toll-free phone number that they can dial from their cell phone at any point that they want to, morning or night, and that just triggers a message being sent to them that contains the content that they've specified.
So in order for a farmer, or really anybody that would want this kind of information, they just subscribe right off of your website?
That's exactly right. We've got one customer of the service that's down in Arkansas that has actually referred to the sign-up process as bozo-proof, and I can bear that out because I've actually signed up successfully.
Does it matter what kind of phone or service you have?
Within certain parameters, it does. We've got coverage on approximately 95% of cell phones that are out there. Most any cell phone that's been bought in the last 5 years will have the capacity to receive the information that we send. The only hang-up that we see occasionally is certain small-market wireless carriers aren't able to support the technology. Anytime somebody wants to call and check on that with us, we can certainly find that out for them. But in 90 or 95% of circumstances, and with any semi-large or large cell phone carrier, we're able to deliver the information to the handset.
Now, what if a company came to you and had a message they'd like to deliver to those subscribers? Is that something that, you know, you provide an option?
Absolutely. That's actually a significant and growing part of our businesses. Many farmers and others that are involved in agriculture are already plugged into certain companies and information sources that they rely upon. And so much of the business that we do in various parts of the country is through the ag retailer or through the ag-related business. And those businesses will work with us in many circumstances to provide our service to their key customers or prospects. And then in addition to that, supplement our basic service with the ability to push specific messages that they want and need to get out to the customers. And what we've found is that since the farmer, since the customer has discretion over what it is that they do and do not want to receive, the kinds of information that they get are very timely and very focused, and as a result, of great value to the customer.
So how long have you been doing this?
Actually, the service has just launched here in the last 2 months. It's been in development for a extended period of time, and we've been in a testing phase for about the last 4 months, obviously wanting to work any bugs out of the system. But we have recently rolled the system out and have had a great response to it thus far, both from ag-related businesses and from individual farmers.
You're really opening this up to anybody who wants it, no matter where they are geographically.
That's exactly right. We've got coverage in all 50 states and in many circumstances outside of the United States, though most of our business is domestic. And so, yes, we view ourselves as not having geographic limitation. Pretty much if there's anywhere that you can place a phone call from your cell phone, our service will work with that same cell phone.
What are your plans for the future for Commodity Update at this point?
Every day we get up and face the challenges that any small business does, and how we focus on our future is to simply sit back and ask a single question, and that is, what can we do that helps the farmer? What can we do that will be of assistance to those that are in production agriculture? And so as technology changes, our business certainly will change with it. As the needs of producers and those in agriculture change, we expect to place ourselves technologically and otherwise in a place where we can continue to deliver to the end user the specific information that they need, and more importantly, deliver that information at the specific time that they do need it.
So how many subscribers would you like to have here by the end of the year?
Hey, how many farmers are there in the United States?
Well, that is great, Joel, and I think you've got a fascinating business that is really right out there on the cutting edge of the new media world, and we certainly look forward to staying in touch with you and seeing how it goes and getting updates from you from Commodity Update. In fact, I think I'll try to subscribe myself and see how my Sprint Palm Trio works at getting Commodity Update. I'm signing on to Commodity Update myself today and will report back on AgWired about how it works in the near future. In the meantime, keep new media in mind if you want to reach today's farmer, and you know where to turn for consultation, design, and production of these new methods of communicating. That would be Zimcom New Media, the publishers of AgWired and this Zimcast. And thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.